June 2016 blog, Exaggerated Lies. They say lightning never strikes in the same place twice, but in Bizarria it does, at least so Bizarrians claim. For instance, if a bad incident occurred once, they could retell it several times in the same way as if it happened again when it didn't. Bizarrians are hardworking and intelligent. They are also known for their hospitality, but they are liars. Lies pour from their mouths reflexively. You would wonder if those lies were produced by machines in their brains. It is true that people generally lie, but Bizarrians, the depth was far greater. What makes the lying nature of Bizarrians particularly bad is the fact that they have no remorse over it. It's a way of life for them. You may say they consider it indispensable in their daily living, something they cannot do without. "Hello, when will you be coming over?" you might ask one of them. "In a few minutes," they might reply. However, there might not be the slightest interest in coming over, contrary to the assurance given. "Could you help me with a loan?" you might request. "Okay, sometime next week," they might reply. The following week, they will act as though the discussion never took place. The worst situation with Bizarrian's character is probably their exaggerations. Attempt to convince one to buy something, and a conversation might go as follows. "You should buy this book, sir. You would love it." "I stopped reading years ago." He might actually have read the night before. "Why is that, sir?" "These books come in such small print and make it difficult to read." "Why don't you use reading glasses, sir?" "They are so expensive and they hurt my eyes." He might actually have a pair he uses at home. I can recommend to you someone who gives good and inexpensive prescriptions. His clients always give good testimonies of his services. "You know, I actually prefer the more expensive prescriptions. I think they last longer and are more manageable. I'm saving money for one of those. When I get one, I'll let you know." Conversation over. The Bizarrian has escaped the salesperson and walks away feeling happy. The salesperson is left feeling drained of energy, having wasted his time on a fruitless discussion. Bizarrians seem to have well-rehearsed lies for every situation. They are accustomed to a perceived need to distort things for their benefit. Why do they do this? Aren't Bizarrians worried that they cannot be trusted? Aren't they ashamed that they aren't bound by their words? Sadly, being bound by their words is not a priority for Bizarrians. They have no interest in being seen to be accountable in that way. Consider what happened between two friends, Lucy and Drake. Lucy spotted Drake seated at the balcony of a flat in a high-rise building. She was happy to see him and tried to beckon at him from below. He didn't see her and continued with what he was doing until she dialed his phone number. Unwilling to receive the call, he ignored it. She called three times, but he ignored the first two calls. Tired of her redialing, he decided to receive the last call. "Hi, Drake. Why haven't you been picking my calls?" she asked. "Oh, I've been in the shower. I just got out," he replied. "That's a lie," she yelled. "It's the gospel truth," he responded. "Drake, I'm right below the balcony where you are," she said. "I saw you sitting there before I called. Look down, I'm waving at you now." On seeing Lucy, Drake was ashamed. He waved back like a little child, shamelessly succumbing to the fact that he had been caught in a silly act. Do things have to be this way for Bizarrians? Can't they do things conscientiously? Do they have to suffer serious and silly embarrassments in the case of Drake before they make a change in their behavior? It can't be worthwhile to continue to try to deceive people constantly. There should be a change to that. There should be a point of reflection to refrain from continuing in that way. Having to expend effort in fabricating stories for deceit is such a sad situation, but Bizarrians don't seem to learn. They make the same mistakes over and over again. Is everyone in Bizarria a liar? No. There are actually a good number of Bizarrians who are honest, but they are often not acknowledged. To begin with, the negative impressions about Bizarrians cause little regard to be given to others, even where they are honest. But in addition to that, the forthright ones are often persecuted in more ways than one. They continue to press on with the hope that the negativity ascribed to their people will be erased as a result of their exceptional actions. The honest Bizarrians hope that they would get past the shadow of darkness cast by their disgraceful countrymen. They hope that they and others like them will someday stand out as the ones who define their homeland, so that there would be a new norm, a bizarre known for truth every day. Written by Kenna I. Ayandike, edited by Chukwudi for Nyanwa, read by Chum.